Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from the Athens Sportsplex in Athens, Alabama. I have with me right now the Athens All-Stars 6U head coach, David Goff. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Coach Goff.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you coming out and joining us, and glad the weather held off. We got a little rain to cool it off and soften this field, but it's nice out here now.
I was a little concerned when I was traveling back up from Birmingham this afternoon, but like you said, it's okay. We've got the sun out. The girls are practicing. And I want to thank Kristen at the start, Kristen Lott. She's the one that put this on my radar. And we want to give the girls some attention, some praise for the success they've had this season.
Absolutely. They've had a fun summer. It's a great group of girls. They've had some success, but more than anything, they've also, you know, bonded as, you know, a group of girls, and even families and coaches have come together that we're all on different teams that all have different backgrounds, and we're able to kind of create a small culture here and have a great summer together.
Coach, can you go over the teams that are actually represented within this group of girls?
Absolutely. From Athens Rec 6U, there was, I believe 11 or 12 teams this year, and we have eight teams that are represented on this all-star team. So eight different teams have some form of representative. The most is three from one team. So it really is kind of a meshed up group of girls that we had to, I guess it's a little bit different than, you know, some of the county teams that kind of play together through the years and start, you know, when they're four or five and kind of work their way through. That's what's unique about Athens Rec is, you know, every year the teams change. You get to All-Stars and you've got to put it together really quick. So,
Coach, what's your background? What led you to be the head coach of this particular team?
Oh, I don't know if we have that much time, Mark. I have a little bit of a playing background. I played baseball in college and coached high school locally here at Lindsay Lane for a little while. I coach high school golf now, believe it or not. But I have five kids of my own, and it started with our dugout mom, Lainey, when she was 4 years old playing for Athens Rec out here. And I had a desire to kind of step away from coaching high school sports and coach my own kids. It was important to kind of get involved in youth. There's a lot of challenges as a coach. You know, you're not a manager anymore. You're coaching. You're teaching fundamentals. You're making them want to sign up again next season. And so for me, the challenge of being able to coach my own kids, but also getting to coach youth, it's just fun. And you get to see them progress every day. They get better, you know, and when you get the older you get, sometimes you don't see that progression as much. So it's really cool to get to see them get better every practice.
Coach, one thing you talked about when we first started the conversation is them working together and having that camaraderie. What would you say is the ingredients that are making that particular dish happen?
It's probably several factors. I've been able to coach several All-Star teams now, and it really does seem to stem from the buy-in from the families, the parents, the grandparents, the family members that are involved, because when you pick an All-Star team, most of the time they're the key player off their team. They're the one that's made all the outs. They're the best hitter on their team, and they're going to come to an All-Star team to where in 6U specifically, none of them have played outfield. You know, there's not a catcher in our rec league, so they're all playing new positions. So you have to have a buy-in from, you know, the other coaches that are involved in this and the families to understand that this needs to be a positive experience for them. It's going to be a learning experience for all of them. And I think just putting some challenges out there for them to know they're going to have, you know, new challenges as far as playing different positions. And, you know, and we really work hard on fundamentals, learning how to run bases, learning how to, you know, play defense correctly. So fundamentals, family buy-in, I think all of those things really help build that culture.
What are the goals that you and the girls established as you began this season?
Goals? We wanted to have fun. I know that's kind of cliche. I'm not the fun coach. I'm the, hey, we're going to do this the right way. We're going to do fundamentals. We're going to run bases. We're going to do all those things. But we have other coaches who have come along that know how to engage the girls in a way that really makes it fun for them. So we've been able to mesh that together. But number one, have fun. Number two, we want to win. Several of these girls played All-Stars previously last year, and we fell a little short last year, especially in state. And so this year we wanted to get back there again, and we wanted to win it, and we were able to accomplish that goal. None of us on this team has ever played in the World Series, so we're very excited about that opportunity too, and hope to, you know, be able to accomplish another championship there.
What is your level of surprise as to how good these girls have done this season?
Shocked. Not because I didn't think they could, but how quick they did it. I believe, you know, it takes time sometimes to gel a team, and I think it's time to learn new positions. Nine of our starters are playing in a position they've never played before. So to be able to gel like that and them to buy in and practice and really learn those positions has been really amazing. But to be honest, it's very shocking how quick they were able to do that as, you know, 6U girls.
Talk about the support staff that you have working with you. I met some other guys when we first came in. Let's give them some accolades here.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. I believe we have 9 coaches a part of this team that coach during the season in some form or fashion. I think there's 6 head coaches' kids that are on this team. So that could go good and bad, depending on, you know, how they see the team's going, how the practices go. They all have different opinions. So being able to have a culture amongst these coaches that they brought in, and they all have little specific roles that they have had, whether it's practice or in the game. Obviously, we can't have 9 coaches on a field. So that means, you know, some of them are utilized in practice. They have specific roles to help these girls get better at practice, and they all bought into that. Every single one of these coaches have been crucial to us having a fun summer.
How about some names?
We got Tristan. Tristan pitched for his regular season team. He is actually the catcher for us. He catches up behind. He's really the guy that keeps me in line. I'm pitching this year, and he makes me smile. He'll keep me grounded. He'll keep me from getting irritated. Like, you know, like he just keeps me there. He gets excited. If you go watch our videos on Game Changer, he's like a little kid back there during the game. He can't talk. If he talks, he gets in trouble. But he's back there jumping and doing his whole thing, so he's awesome back there. We got Kayla Skitworth. She's coaching first base for us. She was a head coach this season. Tremendous knowledge. Coaches travel ball. Great person, and she is really good with the girls. She's the fun coach. She gets to be the fun coach. She knows how to engage them that way, which is great to have. We got John Mark Zerbel, who coaches third base. And Big John, boy, he will get them running, and he has no fear to have them rounding third, and we're going to score as many runs as we can. Also, if we ever have to throw it down, I'm glad he's on my team because he's a big boy.
Anybody else?
I would hope all the others, even though she is my child, Lainey is probably the most crucial part of our team. She's a 16-year-old girl who could be doing a lot of other things this summer if she wanted to be, and she chooses to be here supporting her sister and her team. She's the dugout mom. She keeps them in line. She does their hair. She makes bracelets. She keeps everything in order, and she's bridges the gap between coaches and players. They listen to her, and she understands that there's power in her role also, that she is a role model for them.
What are her goals?
She's a high school golfer. She plays volleyball, too. She played for a state championship this year in golf. She's a sophomore, going to be a junior, so she wants to play golf in college. She has a really good opportunity there to do that, so a very smart girl. So I think she wants to find a place to be able to play collegiate golf.
How about support from the community for this team? What's that been like for these girls?
The rec center supports us. Even Lucas Moss, our director of softball here, he watches every game on Game Changer. He's sending me texts even before the game's over talking about how awesome it is and how much fun it is. There's a lot of hype around some 6U girls this whole summer because they're big bats and the way they play defense. So I've had parents tell me they've gone to football meetings up here at the rec and they're talking about our 6U girls softball
nice.
Team. So I was like, that's really cool, you know, to get, you know, some support like that. And these families have, you know, a lot of these families have grown up in Athens and in surrounding areas, and they've got family that comes out and supports, and man, they cheer for these girls, and we really do have a tremendous fan base.
Well, Coach Goff, let's do this. Let's take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we'll do a second segment, and we'll let the girls jump in on this show, okay?
That's awesome. I'm a little fearful for that, but I think they're going to bring some good stuff.
We're going to give it a shot. Folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
To do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on the Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show, coming to you from the Athens Sportsplex in Athens, Alabama. I have with me Coach David Goff, as he has been sharing about these amazing Athens All-Stars 6U girls who have won the state championship. Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you so much. It's been a fun summer, but being able to finally win the state championship there, that was the icing on the cake. So we're thrilled, and we want to keep that momentum going through the World Series.
All right, we're going to have the girls talk to us. When does this World Series take place? What are we looking at?
We have opening ceremonies this Thursday, and they have some skills competition, and they'll do a little parade, and they'll trade some pins, and then games start Friday morning.
Nice. Where?
It'll be right here. So we'll play on the front complex over there. And then I think 8U's here, and I think the 12U's up front there. So
all right, let's get some players over here.
All right, first up, we have Treasure.
Welcome to the Mark White Show, Treasure.
Thank you.
Treasure, I'm glad that you're here today, and congratulations on the success of your team. What would you say is your favorite part about playing on the Athens All-Stars 6U team?
That we get to catch balls.
Catch balls. Awesome. Are you looking forward to the World Series?
Yes.
What are you looking forward to in that game?
To catch balls and get some outs.
Awesome. Treasure, I wish you all the best, okay?
Yeah.
Congratulations on your success so far.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Treasure is one of our main outfielders. She has tipped a couple balls off her glove, big balls in the outfield, but she is real close and she wants to catch a fly ball out there.
Nice. Next?
Next up, we have Paisley. Paisley is our second baseman.
Paisley, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thanks.
What has been the most fun part of this season with the Athens All-Stars 6U team?
Meeting my coach and meeting new friends.
Are you looking forward to the World Series?
Yes.
What is the most exciting part about the World Series for you?
I get to play second base.
Very nice. Is that your favorite position?
Uh-huh.
Why do you like second base?
Because I don't know.
You just love it. It's a great position to be on the field. Well, I wish you all the success in the world. Congratulations on the state championship and looking forward to your success in the World Series.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Up next, we have Miss Emma Pope. Miss Emma is one of our outfielders.
Emma, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thank you.
Congratulations on winning the state championship with the Athens All-Star 6U team.
Thank you.
What is fun about softball to you? What do you enjoy the most about softball?
Hitting.
And are you looking forward to the World Series?
Yes.
What's exciting about the World Series for you?
I hope we win.
Do you have lots of friends on the team?
Yes.
What would you say is your favorite position on the field?
Outfield.
Outfield, nice. Well, I really appreciate you joining me here on the show today, and I wish you all the best as you go into the World Series this week, okay?
Okay.
Enjoy. Have fun.
Okay.
Thank you. Girl, a few words, Miss Emma, but she does everything you ask her to do. She's amazing. All right, next up we have Miss Noe Miller. Miss Noe is one of our big outfielders and one of our catchers.
Noe, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thank you.
Do you love being a catcher?
Yes.
What do you like about being the catcher the most?
I'm not sure. I just like catching balls and pop flies and stuff.
How did you end up with that position?
Just catching lots of balls in the outfield and being good.
You were just good at it, right?
Yeah.
What is the most fun part about softball to you?
Probably winning.
Winning.
Lots of games.
And y'all have been doing that. So you won the state championship and now you're headed to the World Series. What are you looking forward to? What are you excited about the World Series coming up?
Winning.
Winning. That's awesome. Well, I wish you all the best this week, okay?
Thank you for
having me be able to talk to your team today.
Thank you.
Next up, we have Miss Kinsley Moore. She swaps out with Noe. They swap out with outfield and catcher. And Miss Kinsley probably had the biggest play of our state championship. She caught a ball back behind the plate with the bases loaded and two outs to preserve a big, big inning for us.
Kinsley, hero of the game. How did that make you feel?
Happy.
You practice a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
It doesn't just happen, does it? You have to come out here and you have to work, right? So what are you looking forward to for the World Series? What are you excited about?
Winning.
Winning. What is your favorite position on the field?
Catching.
Catching. Now, why did you decide that catching was your favorite position?
Because I caught a pop fly.
So you were catching them and you said, I can do this pretty good, so I'm going to make catcher my position. What do you think about this coach right here?
He's good.
He's good. What about your teammates? Do you work well with them? A lot of friends?
Yes.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today, and I wish you all the best as you head to the World Series, okay?
Okay.
All right, next up we have Miss Jade. Miss Jade is one of our top outfielders, and she can absolutely fly.
Miss Jade, welcome to the Mark White Show. Congratulations on the state championship.
Thank you.
What position do you play?
Outfield.
What do you enjoy most about softball?
Hitting.
Hitting. And what kind of a hitter are you? Would you say you're a good hitter?
Mm-hmm.
How did you learn?
When I was in my backyard hitting.
And you found out you could do it?
Mm-hmm.
Who's really helped you to learn how to hit? Has
my
there been
grandpa.
Anybody? Your grandfather?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Sometimes it takes special people in our lives to help us learn, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Grandfather, for helping your granddaughter. And if you're listening right now and you're a grandparent or you're a parent, you can step into these roles and you can make a real difference. They may not want to thank you right now, but I guarantee you years from now, they will be thanking you for the time that you took with them. So thank you, Grandpa, for taking the time. Thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show.
Thank you.
All right, next up we have Miss Jency Faulkner. She is our third baseman and one of our big power hitters. She likes to hit that ball right back at coach sometimes.
Jency, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations on winning a state championship.
Thanks.
What do you love the most about softball, Jency?
Loving how to play the game better.
How about your teammates? What do you think about your teammates?
They're really good.
And your coaches?
Yes.
Do you have help from parents?
Yes.
Where did you learn how to play softball really good?
At my house.
At your house? Who was helping you with that?
My dad.
Your dad? You want to give a shout out to your dad?
Yeah.
What do you say to him?
Thank you.
Awesome. I wish you all the best in the World Series, okay?
Thanks.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, a lot.
Ella, good to meet you. Glad to have you here on the Mark White Show today. Congratulations on the state championship that y'all recently won. What are you most looking forward to for the World Series? What are you excited about?
Beating the teams.
Can you tell us a little bit about the relationship you have with your teammates, the friendships that you've developed through softball? Do you have some good friends here?
Yeah.
What do you think about your coaches?
They help me play softball, and they make me better.
What do you love about this game, softball?
I get to have new friends.
That's awesome. Well, I wish you all the best in the World Series coming up, okay? Congratulations on the state championship that you won.
Thanks.
Y'all are awesome.
Miss Ella is our shortstop. It is her first season to ever play, and she made her all-star team. And
incredible.
She has been great, so she's a great one. All right, next up we have Miss Emerson. Miss Emerson plays outfield for us and is one of our bigger bats also.
Emerson, welcome to the Mark White Show. Glad to have you today.
Thank you.
So tell me what you love about softball.
Getting better.
Getting better. Do you have lots of friends on the team?
Yeah.
Everybody treats you really nice?
Yeah.
What about your coaches? What do you think of your coaches?
They help me get better.
When did you first learn that you loved softball? You're 6 now, right?
Yeah.
How
I'm
old
7.
You? You're 7? So how old were you when you started loving softball?
4.
4 years old. You've been playing a long time then.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite position?
Probably 2nd.
I want to congratulate you on the state championship and this great season that y'all have had so far.
Thank you.
I wish you all the best on the World Series, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on my show today.
You're welcome.
All right. Next up, we have Miss Willa Claire. Miss Willa Claire Zerbel is our first baseman and our big bat in our lineup. She likes to clear them bases every time she gets up.
Willa Claire, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Hey.
Congratulations on the state championship.
Thank you.
What is your favorite position on the field?
First base.
And why do you love softball?
Because I get to see my friends every day and my coaches, and softball is just fun to do and watch.
Can you share a lesson that you've learned through softball, something that you think will help you in life?
Working on doing, like, practicing where you put the bat and where you get the ball and where you step on the base and tag the people.
What would you tell another kid who's listening who may not have tried softball yet, but they're thinking about it?
It's fun, and you're going to have to work hard to be very good at it. You're not good at it first. You have to be very confident and brave to do it.
Excellent. Outstanding. Congratulations on the state championship, and I wish you all the best in the World Series, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me on the show.
All right, next up we have Betsy Goff. And Betsy is our circle player and our leadoff girl, and she flies around them bases.
You just happen to have the same last name. Yeah. Welcome, Betsy. How are you doing?
Good.
What do you love about softball?
I love getting to hang out with all these girls and getting to learn life lessons.
What's your favorite position on the field?
Circle.
Circle. Tell us about that.
It's one of the only positions I've played since I've been playing softball.
What do you do in the circle?
You mostly get the balls when it's hit somewhere else. You're always a cutoff at home, too.
Let's talk about the friendships that you've made on the team and what it means to work together as a team.
It's really special to get in to hang out with all these girls and having a lot of fun.
And how about all the coaches that are working with every one of you to make you better?
They're doing really good helping us and teaching us how to do better.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on the state championship. And I'm excited about the World Series coming up, and I wish you all the best, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank you. Gracelyn, hey, this is Mark White with the Mark White Show. How are you doing today?
Good.
Gracelyn, how old are you?
6.
When did you first find that you enjoyed playing softball?
5.
Who has helped you the most with your practice and learning to be really good at softball?
My dad.
Your dad, Michael?
Yeah.
Excellent. What position do you play?
Outfield.
Outfield. What do you love the most about being in the outfield?
Catching
the ball when it comes to the outfield?
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, are you excited about the World Series that's coming up?
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to about the World Series?
I'm glad that we made it to the World Series.
Awesome. Do you love your teammates?
Yeah.
Everybody gets along really good?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Do you enjoy practice?
Yes, sir.
What do you hope to do with softball in the future when you get older?
I hope I play circle.
Oh, great. Well, tell us about circle. What is that?
You get the ball a lot in circle because they hit it in circle a lot.
Well, I wish you all the best on the World Series, and congratulations on the state championship, Gracelyn.
Thank you.
All right, Gracelyn Kelly joining me here on the Mark White Show. Have a great afternoon, okay, Gracelyn?
Thank you.
I think that was the run of all of them, wasn't it?
I believe that was everybody, and about the ones I thought would talked, and we've got some shy girls, but they get on that field and that light, you know, that light switch flips, and they're not shy anymore when they get on that softball field. They have that confidence, and they're ready to go.
Well, what's interesting about what you're saying is if a girl started on the softball team and she's learning step by step, she becomes better with this, they'll become better too. As they speak more, as they have more opportunities to interact in this way with a microphone in their hand, they'll improve and they can get better at that just like they do with softball.
Absolutely. They'll gain confidence as they go on. And it's unique to be able to have somebody come out here like you, Mark, and invest into them and give them, you know, a little bit of a platform and opportunity to speak. And they'll remember this, even if they didn't say a lot in that microphone, they'll remember it and they'll go home and talk about it.
Well, Coach Goff, let's break it down again for listeners. You want them to be here to be a part of this World Series. How can they do that?
Absolutely. Thursday at 6 o'clock, we have our parade. They're welcome to come out to the stadium and watch us walk through and see all the teams from all the different age groups. Friday starts games. We start at 10:15 Friday, Field 2 right here at the Athens Sportsplex, and we play at 2 o'clock that day also, and then we will start bracket play that night, depending on how our first two games go. So if you're around on Friday or Saturday, please come out, support these girls. They're exciting. You would be shocked that they are 6U girls playing as well as they do.
Coach David Goff, it's been a real pleasure to be here today at the Athens Sportsplex to talk about this amazing Athens All-Stars 6U team. Again, I appreciate the invite. Thank you so much. The girls did great. You're doing great as a team, and I wish you all the best in the World Series.
Thank you very much, and we appreciate what you do for our community and our area and for Athens. So we're grateful for you and you know, bringing this community and this city together.
Thank you, Coach. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show. And you'll go ahead and share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're trying to do to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. Of course, I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram. You can also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another online edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from the Athens Sportsplex in Athens, Alabama. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.